Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Zee Entertainment to merge with Sony India. Vodafone Aditya Birla Group may put fresh equity into Vodafone Idea. Tata Power plans to raise up to $750 million for green business. HDFC cuts home loan rates to 6.7%. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The last trade is likely to have a negative start this morning. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 30 points lower at 8:30 hours. Asian stock markets opened mostly lower on Wednesday as the global market tried to digest the crisis at Chinese property giant Evergrande. Markets in Korea and Hong Kong were shut. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was down 0.30%. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries was at 1.34%. The dollar held below a near one-month high on Wednesday as investors focused on two key risks: a default by Chinese property developer Evergrande and the expected pace of US monetary policy tightening. Oil prices rose around 1% today, extending overnight gains after industry data showed US crude stocks fell more than expected last week in the wake of two hurricanes, highlighting tight supply as demand improves. Brent crude futures climbed 68 cents or 0.9% to $75.04 a barrel. That said, here's what is making news. The stock of Oil India has gained nearly 25% over the past month, as investors expect the oil and gas producer to benefit from its recent acquisition of NRL in the form of embedded excise duty reimbursement and capacity expansion in the medium term. NRL became a subsidiary of Oil India after it acquired a stake from BPCL in April. Oil India currently owns a 72% stake in NRL after transferring an 8% stake to the Assam government on September 3, according to stock exchange filings. The acquisition may potentially add Rs. 70 to 80 per share to the company's fair value. At Tuesday's closing price of Rs. 209 on the BSE, the stock was traded at 8 times 1-year forward earnings, which is a 16% discount to the long-term average valuation. It is one of the cheapest stocks among the global oil and gas explorers. India's potential weightage in the global bond indices, including those of Bloomberg, Barclays and JP Morgan, could be in a wide range of 0.3 to 10 percentage points, as the quantum of outstanding securities eligible for unlimited purchases by overseas funds breaches the $200 billion threshold. Bonds foreign portfolio investors could purchase under the fully accessible route are now at about $203 billion in 14 different tenors. Maturities of those securities range from 2024 to 2050. India's likely inclusion in global bond indices may draw as much as $250 billion of inflows over the next decade and reduce the cost of borrowing by as much as 50 basis points for the government. SEBI is in talks with other regulators on the transition from the traditional concept of promoters to that of controlling shareholders so that corporate control is accurately reflected. As a part of this process, the regulator is reaching out to the RBI, Ministry of Corporate Affairs and IRDAI in an attempt to bring a uniform framework. The market regulator is of the view that the current concept of promoter and promoter group has become irrelevant for new age companies, especially startups, since these are not family-owned businesses but backed by institutional investors. Lastly, mutual funds might struggle to retain or hire top talent at the middle and lower levels as they implement the capital markets regulator SEBI circular, which requires key executives to invest in their own schemes beginning October 1. While the move is aimed at ensuring that key employees of mutual funds have a stake in the funds, popularly known as skin in the game, industry officials said the implementation of the rule could hit the profitability of asset managers and impact individual financial decisions. Heads of mutual funds who spoke to ET on condition of anonymity said there could be a flight of talent to other financial services firms unless pay packages are increased. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Torrent Power has signed a pact with CSC, Haldia Energy and other nominal shareholders to acquire a 156 megawatt wind power project for an enterprise value of rupees 790 crore. HCL has bagged a multi-year deal from peer-to-peer lending platform Lendico and ING Germany brand to help create a digital platform that makes business banking faster and convenient for SMEs. Indiabulls Housing Finance said it will raise $165 million by issuing foreign currency convertible bonds. Infosys announced its collaboration with digital workflow company ServiceNow to provide enterprise-level service management for customers in manufacturing industries. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.